Pulse One Sport. Full-time rewind.
Great hold up play from Stead out to Moraes. Comes in field on his left foot. Cross comes in. Little chip one. Up go the heads. And Stead was coming round the back. And it was a scrambled header away. Well, Humphrey's got pace. He's away from Meredith. Davies comes across. He's away from Davies. Square ball in. McArdle will have to deal with it. And he's stretching and does well, actually, Rory McArdle, because his back was to goal. And he plays it out towards the left-hand side. And that's good from Halliday as well, as he clears his lines. But he was like a steam train. A bit Omar Daly-esque, isn't
he? Yeah, he's
Humphrey.
Quick.
It's going to be Halliday to take this one. Left-footed, plenty forward to City. Up the go, McArdle! In off the post! And Rory McArdle, who scored here last year, has scored the opener for City from 6 yards out. Hoppy went off the inside of the post. And it nestled in the back of the net. And the Bantams are 1-0 up at Deepdale. It's one for Robinson to chase. It's a hopeful knock forward. He does well, but he's faced up by Rory McArdle. Beats McArdle and comes across. Might be a chance. It's off the line. It's Humphreys. It's off the line by Pickford, who makes the save. Derby with a first stop. Pickford with a second. And it's gone behind for a corner. Great save from Jordan Pickford, because he absolutely smashed it. And City can breathe a sigh of relief.
But how well did Derby do to get back on the line and block that shot? Because Pickford was beaten.
McArdle shoved in the back there. Referee allows play to continue. They're away down the left-hand side. Square ball, strike, wide. It was Robinson, inches wide. Pickford was struggling to get there. And City can breathe a huge sigh of relief. Once again, it was almost an equaliser. 30 yards from goal, square towards Moraes. Derby's on the overlap. Here he comes, Stephen Derby. Can he cross first time? He can. Flash it across goal, in towards Clark. Stead's in there with a header, and it's wide of the goal. It wasn't a bad effort, and City almost making it two. Our man of the match, Moraes, so far. Comes in field on his left foot, still Moraes on his left. Peg strikes wide. Not too far away. Goalkeeper just had a look. And Moraes, who's had a brilliant game so far, wasn't too far away there. And the referee at least pulls it back. Now they've taken it quickly again. Here is King. He's got options to his right. Robinson's in space. Got to go and close him down. It's across the face of goal. Oh, and he's missed from a yard out over the crossbar from Garner. And I think it might have been an interception from Stephen Derby again. Brilliant defending from City.
How's he done that again? It looks like he's got a score there.
Ball's given away by Moraes, edge of the area. Might be a chance here for Robinson, driving across. Goal, a chance and a goal. An equaliser for Preston, poked in by their top scorer, Garner. And City have been pegged back here. It is 1-1 at Deepdale. Square towards Yates, edge of the box. Yates right footy to Keller. Yes! Yates! City back in front of the City supporters. A curling effort. Goalkeeper couldn't get anywhere near it. And City lead by 2-1.
What a goal that is. It's a great win for us. You know, we came here today. They've not been beat for 20 league games here at Deepdale. But we came here really positive, and first half, thought we had the better play. We didn't let them settle on the ball at all. Got some great crosses in. Set play delivery was good. And we always looked a threat going forward. Second half, they came at us, which you'd expect. We threw caution to win, but I still felt we had some good moments on the break.
Terrific.
Could have got that extra goal.
Yeah.
When you don't, obviously, you're always vulnerable.
Yeah, absolutely. A terrific work ethic from the players today. Whatever you said to them before, don't let Preston play, perhaps, because every ball, first ball, second ball, they were in there today.
Well, we spoke about it yesterday with the lads about the intensity of the display which would be required today. But the key thing is, you know, we said to him, we're not going there to sit back. We're going there, and we've got the ball to be as positive as we possibly can. And I felt Moraes, Yates, Stead and Billy Clark had the beating of their defence today. Both fullbacks looked vulnerable. Philippe was great. Yates, you know, they had to swap the right back over at half time. And, you know, Steady was immense. Him and Billy Clark, you know, really felt we could cause them problems, and we did.
And defensively, we were pretty solid as well. We maybe had a little bit of luck at times, which we have not had in parts of the season. You know, particularly Stephen Derby, two terrific clearances when they looked as though they were going to score.
Yeah, like I said, they're going to throw caution at the wind. They threw Kevin Davis on. They were just hitting diagonals on us for the last 15, 20 minutes. And in the main, we coped all right, but there was a few scrambles in the box where you do need a bit of fortune at a place like this. You know, a team who are full of confidence and have got an array of attacking talent. But like I said, going the other way, Steady's had two great chances, one with his head and one where he's won a corner in the end. The keeper saved it, and Andy Halliday's had a great chance from the edge of the box, which got blocked by John Stead, funnily enough.
He's everywhere.
He's doing a great defensive job for them. But, you know, so we've had some good chances ourselves, and when you don't get that second goal, like I say, you know, you always, you know that something might happen. But what a great response when they did get the equaliser.
What was going through your mind when they managed to finally equalise with 5 minutes to go?
Yeah, it was a heart-wrenching moment. Unfortunately, it didn't last long because we went straight down the other end, and a moment of real quality from Mark has won us the game. And, you know, when you come to a place like this, you need your big players to produce, and Yates, he's certainly done that today.
Yeah, talk about Mark Yates, because, you know, consistency-wise, it's week in, week out from him all of a sudden. And, you know, we're probably looking at him and thinking, if he continues that, he's probably our player of the season, the way he's playing at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, considering his shoulder popped out again in the first half and he was in quite a bit of pain, but you can't get Mark off the pitch in those situations. He might only be slight, but he's a tough kid, and that was a top-class finish. You know, I'm looking forward. I can't wait to get home and see that goal. We'll be watching it on the coach, because that was a moment of pure quality from him. And I'm pleased for him because, you know, he's been creating opportunities for other players. But, you know, he's a player who's got to make the opposition goalkeeper work as well. And today he did more than that. He stuck it in the back of the net.
Yeah, well, you can see we had the best view in the house from here because we were right behind it, but right in front of the City fans as well. So it was a special moment, wasn't it?
It was. You know, I'm pleased for our supporters. You know, they've come across and given us great support again today. We had a great game here last year, 2-2, if you remember.
Yep.
And I think today was a match for that, but fortunately we got the points.
Yeah, another goal for Rory McArdle here as well. We've got two home games to come now. We've just got to continue to try and build on that and try and get that, you know, home form, that fortress. That they've done it here at Preston. It makes such a difference, doesn't it?
Well, I think, you know, the work ethic of the team, you know, the way we responded at Halifax last week after the first 10 minutes and Doncaster as well. I thought we played well against Doncaster, didn't get our rewards. Today, the spirit and the work ethic is where we want it, and it's right back in place, you know, at the moment, and we've got to keep it there. And, you know, we just said to the lads afterwards that, you know, the way they've trained in the last few weeks has been immense. It really has. They've driven each other on. We've worked really hard on the training ground. We've had some free weeks. We've been doing a lot of extra work, and I saw the benefit in that today.